Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Gateways to financial fortune. Let's quickly see Job chapter 22. Verses 21 to 25. Acquaint now thyself with him, and be at peace with who? With God. Look at the next line. Thereby good shall come unto thee. This is the starting point. Identifying with God. Not running that race alone in the energy of the flesh. Returning back to God. Acquaint now thyself with him. If you see other versions, you'll understand it better. And be at peace with God. Do you know that you can live your life in such a way that you will not be at peace with God? You will be fighting with God. Praise the Lord. Thereby, good shall come. Look at the next line. Receive, I pray thee. What? The law. What is the law? The word. The law from his mouth. And lay up his words where? In your heart. Are you seeing the process? So it is not enough to say amen to all of the prophetic declarations. It is much more important for you and I to begin to take responsibility by returning to God, knowing fully well that no man in your soul can lift you. No man. Listen to this. Every man is selfish. Eh? Every man, she helped me here. Naturally, is what? Selfish. Let's hold that. Hello. Receive, I pray thee, the Lord from his mouth and lay up his words in thy heart. Look at this now. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be what? Built up. Returning to the Almighty may mean different things. As it goes on, heaven will help us. Perhaps there are things you have been doing for God and you stop doing. God is saying, do what? Return to start doing. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. So it is automatic. Praise the Lord. It's like a mold has been put in place. When you do this, this will happen. So when we return, we will be built. And after being built, what will happen? Thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacles. That is to let you know that in the kingdom, righteousness is the bedrock of financial fortune. Righteousness. Not playing games. Put away iniquity far from thy tabernacle. Verse 24. Look at this. Look at that first word here. Then. What is the implication of then? Meaning that having fulfilled number 22 to 23. Then shall you what? Shall you lay up gold as dust. Do you know what dust mean? If you have gold as dust. Can you number dust? Huh? There is dust in this place. Let me count it. Can you count dust? Praise the Lord. Then shall thou lay up gold as dust. Some people say we don't know whether Papa has money minting machine and land. Because he himself can't do what is coming. He had to employ a personal accountant to be monitoring the inflow. Thou shalt lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Verse 25. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy what? Defense. What this is saying is that when God enable you to pack gold as dust, he will still defend you. That shows there is a level you can have, you can be a multi-billion trillionaire. Praise the Lord. And no kidnapper can come near your dwelling. Why? Because your wealth is rooted in righteousness, and the one who gave you has the capacity to defend you. That was the prayer of Jabez. He said, Lord, enlarge my cause. Bless me, but let no evil hand touch me. I pray we pray that prayer. Now, some people here, they are afraid of being wealthy. That's why I'm here now. I don't want to be rich, you know, because so that these people won't come after me. Then that shows how you gather it too. Is somebody getting it? You see, devil has a way of limiting our manifestation by creating the platform for you and I to see what unbelievers, the afflictions that befell them, are now generalized to make you think that if you too, if God blesses you, this kind of thing will come. No. Now, when God bless you and you are still here, I will encourage you to bring limousine here. You will bring Rolls Royce. Their heart can't take what I'm. What? And what again? And what again? Who say Mercedes? I beg, talk better thing. Mercedes is your G-Wagon. You talk big thing. Bentley. Can you hear? We don't want all my Jeep because that one is for soldiers. Praise the Something new will happen. Now, Bible says God himself shall be thy what? Defense. And what will happen? And thou shall have plenty of sleep. Because you will sleep well. Knowing fully well, the one who gave it to you is preserving you. There shall be no loss in your camp. I said the last loss or losses you see is the last you will ever see. In the name of the Lord. So we have it at the back of our mind that this is God's mandate for us. Number one, we must be at peace with him. We must pursue righteousness. Then, things will begin to happen. We are not saying after you begin to live a righteous life that you won't walk. You know that wasn't there. Laziness is not permitted. Because Isaac sold and he reaped. Because God blessed him. At this season, when you identify with God and begin to please him, whatever you lay your hand on, God will bless. Don't say our pastor said God will bless us and you now come to church and be sleeping. You will not walk, you will not do it. Isaac, that is our father, he labored, he worked, and God blessed his work. So I pray for somebody that God will bless your sweat. He will bless your work in the name of the Lord. Understand that serving God and the interests of the kingdom with one's resources is gateway to a world of financial fortune. That is the first thing we are establishing. Serving God and the interests of his kingdom with one's resources is the gateway to a world of financial fortune. In Job chapter 36 verse 11, Bible says, praise the Lord, if they obey and serve me, they will spend their days in what? In prosperity and their years in pleasure. That attractive version. Praise the Lord. This is King James and this is it. If they obey and serve, they shall spend their days in what? In prosperity and their years in what? In pleasure. I just want to see. Look at this one. Okay, see the same thing. If they hearken and serve, they shall accomplish their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Meaning that you can cut your life short. You will enjoy the fullness of your days. Praise the Lord. And that shall be our testimony in the mighty name of the Lord. Now, serving God and the interests of the kingdom, that is God's primary purpose or agenda for us on earth. You know, even before they left Egypt, the only condition given for them to live was that let my people go, that they may what? That they may serve me. That is just the condition. So anyone who is now living and not serving God is abusing grace. Praise the Lord. Unless deliverance and liberation is to serve. Let my people go so that they can do what? So that they serve me. So kingdom service is at the base of our liberation. Kingdom service is at the foothold of our deliverance. Praise the Lord. Now, we are meant to serve him with our resources. Somebody is saying, I don't have money. But primarily in the kingdom, when we talk about resources, we are talking about money, substance. Praise the Lord. Gold, our gold and silver. These are the resources. But going forward, it could be your time. Because the time you are meant to devote for your work that will bring you profit in, you can devote part of that time towards advancing the kingdom of God. So time is the primary resources. Praise the Lord. So for those who come to church and they are checking time, we need to understand the place of our time when it's related to our resources before God. Praise the Lord. I love football. I can wait from the opening and still play extra time and still wait till penalty. And we know it will take 2 to 3 hours to finish that. After halftime, I will still sit there to still wait and still see. I am a Chelsea fan. Man U fan, we have them here. You know we are. We have Arsenal here. Praise the Lord. So, it's about devotion. We need to understand the place of God. Praise the Lord. So, you can devote your time to. You can devote your ideas. This is how this thing, the way it is running. No, let's do it this way. Praise the Lord. Now, I think this week, we just have a new design on how to send our report from here. We have Google document design by our engineer in the house. Praise the Lord. That's what somebody is thinking towards the advancement of work. I wasn't thinking that way. I said, let's still do the manual. Write it in paper. Send it. Praise the Lord. But somebody said, no, it can be better. That shows you are thinking kingdom. Is somebody getting it? You are thinking advancement. When you think advancement, you can't be on the spot. You'll be advancing. This is the way it operates. You can, your skills, you can use. Praise the Lord. Your skills. Other things of value, you can use them to advance the work. It is not church who trained you how to, but you felt you need to be drumming in the house of God. That is skill. So serving God and the interests of his kingdom with one's resources is one vital platform to a world of financial fortune. That is how we can start. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 35 verse 27, you read that scripture. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified. Which what? Hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So God is interested in your prosperity. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, do you know that God is interested even more than you in your whole prosperity? And I sense you will prosper. You will in the name of the Lord. That is it. That is where I service. You better take it. Everyone is a prophet. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you how to walk in the sanctuary. Anytime you come to church, it's not only the word that comes from the altar that blesses people. It's a fellowship. If you look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 24, we have come to meet with the spirit of just men made perfect. Now, the person by your side may be the angel heaven has sent to you. And as they begin to speak, and with faith and honor you receive, you see manifestation. Whatever has been spoken in your direction will come to pass. In the name of the Lord. Also, we have Haggai chapter 1, verse 3 to 13. We'll come back to that. Number 2. Hear this. God will only entrust true riches into the hands of those he can trust to use such wealth for his purpose. God will only entrust true riches into the hands of those he can trust to use such wealth for his purpose. That shows God is always looking for people he can trust. Is somebody getting it? That this person now, if I give you, I had a pastor said, you know, in our church before said, some of you guys in this church now, if suddenly now God just gave you 1 million naira, I said, we will have to tie chain on your way so that you won't run away. We have to tie you down. Say, praise the Lord. All of a sudden, 1 million just enter. Said, we must quickly look for a chain to tie your way so that you won't run away. Praise the Lord. So God is always looking for who to what? For who to entrust those riches into their custody. And for God to do this, he searches the hearts of men. He searches the hearts of men. Now, if I ask people now, if you have, just now as you are sitting now, once you get to the gate and somebody just give you 10 million naira, what will you do? We have people who will be honest. They will tell you next Sunday, Pastor, please don't expect me in Dubai. Hallelujah. I will be in Dubai. People are saying, What is inside the heart of man? Praise the Lord. Many are church looking for opportunity. And when such opportunity comes, you won't see them. That's why you see God, who knows the heart, we intentionally allow some people to remain in church so that the heart can be dealt with, can be drilled, so that the blessing that is coming into their life will not kill them. Do you know that blessing kills? It kills. But God doesn't want to kill his children. So you know that this one, his capacity is not enough for this. Let him grow. I pray somebody will grow. So that what heaven have in store for you will come. Now let's quickly look at this scripture. Look at Luke chapter 16 verse 11. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? That shows there are two platforms of being enriched. Praise the Lord. There is the place of blessings that come from the top, from on high. But there are places, there is the place of the one you accumulate or you acquire by your work. Is somebody getting it now? So that we have two forms of blessing, the earthly and the heavenly. True riches that comes from on high. I will tell, because somebody is asking, is God dropping money? No, he doesn't drop money. But he can bless your mind. Is somebody getting it now? When he opens windows, you mean window platform for inspiration. We'll get to that maybe when we get to Titan. Praise the Lord. So there is the unrighteous man that is talking about the earthly riches. That the little change you have with you now, let's say you even it is true, fine, but it's even God will such to produce. So with that, now what have you done with it? When we talk about true riches, we are talking about riches that cannot be depleted. Is somebody getting it? That the moment God opened that floodgate for you, it will keep increasing. Have you heard Papa said, it is not possible that even his children's children yet unborn cannot be poor again. Praise the Lord. But do you know that, have you heard about one man before, they call him Inzigo or something like that? About praise the Lord. The day the man, you know how he died? Huh? Is it a good death? It was a mysterious death. Quite a handful of people who through devilish means that wealth. When they go, such wealth goes with them. There are some, the law or the instruction given is this thing you must impart your father or mother to it. Any one of your blood relation must not enjoy it. But they are seeing you living in affluence. But they discover nothing is flowing to them through you. And they are raising eyebrows. There is nothing they can do because life is involved. Praise the Lord. But God is saying, yeah, he's talking about faithfulness. That the little we have, you and I have now, how much, how well have we handled it? Have we added value to his house through the one we have? Why waiting for the open heaven it will yet make available? Knowing fully that the blessings of God make it rich and had no sorrow. Praise the Lord. But hear what God is saying. The true riches he's talking about to be entrusted into our hands. We need to understand the purposes of God for those blessings. Praise the Lord. You know, in Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Bible says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all of the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now, this is God's agenda, that the gospel of Christ reaches out to all of the nations. Praise the Lord. And you have been told in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 17, that this cannot be accomplished, it cannot be fulfilled, until prosperity is released. My kingdom, my city's true prosperity shall be noised abroad. Praise the Lord. That shows God, in the first place, prospers his people to advance his cause. Primarily. Praise the Lord. He knew, he's aware of the fact that we will eat, we will look good. But that one too will come. But the primary agenda is rooted in that. But let's see something in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25, verse 35 to 40. I want us to look at this scripture. Let's see from verse 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's go. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all of his holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep, where? On the right hand, but the goats on the left. Where do you and I belong? Okay. Then, look at this now. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand. Now, this talks about believers. Is that not so? On his right hand. Come, ye blessed of my father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now, listen to this now. Before one can get to that point, one must have fulfilled his mandate on earth. Then we will now see what mandate is it that you and I must fulfill to become a sheep that will be separated to the right hand. So it is not enough for us to just speak, I belong here by redemption. We are sheep. Abi, praise the Lord. But let us see the condition that they met before Christ separated them. And this is a picture of what will happen when the end of days come. He said, for I was hungry. You know, this is King James Version, praise the Lord. For I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. Jesus was telling them, when I was hungry, even though I did not come to beg, you give me what? Food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. And you were wondering, but you were in heaven. We are not. Are we sending pancake and bread to you in heaven? Or zobo and kunu? How do we transport it? You will see how they did it. I was a stranger and you took me in. Hospitality. Let's go. I was naked and you clothed me. They did not allow their old clothes to be hidden by moth in their wardrobe when they know they are not using it. I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and to me. Then look at verse 37. Then the righteous will answer him. You can see now, the righteous will, because this is what will be. And my prayer is that all of us will find ourselves there. Then the righteous will answer him saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you drink? 38. When did we see you as a stranger and we, you know, take you in? Or when are you naked and we clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison, you that can never fall sick? Who is big enough to imprison you and come to you? Hear what he says to them. And the king will answer and say to them, assuredly, I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of these least of my brethren, you did it to me. That's what there is something you will do that will create platform for you in eternity. Nobody is a beggar in the kingdom. They are all platform for securing our eternity. So I want our understanding to come alive. So that whatever you do, don't think you are doing anybody favor. You are doing yourself favor. You are securing your destiny. I wrote here. This is the platform and yardstick for entrustment. When God sees the heart of those involved, that these are the things they are capable of doing, that with the little they have, they are adding value. Giving 5 naira to the needy, giving 10 naira to members, to the people they know they had needs, not waiting for them to come knocking, come begging. If you do it for them, he said you have done it for him, and that secures for you a place. May your place and my place not be taken by another. So this is the platform and a yardstick for entrustment. So this is the what God is saying. Now God is looking at our hearts to see, to hear that will our hearts be in consonance with these requirements. When God sees it, he will entrust us. Then we'll be able to do it. Praise the Lord.
showing love and care, reaching out to people, brethren, hospitality, not looking or treating people as beggars. God is watching. Be your brother's keeper. Look out for others. Don't always wait for others. You see, these are, if you are the type that you always wait for others to always ask after you, how much time have you reached out to others? Is somebody getting it? This is how it operates. I've seen people ask me, hello, daddy, we have not seen so person in church. That's just people are taking note. This church is not too big that we won't know if somebody is missing. So it should be a disposition of our heart. Now we have follow-up team. Praise the Lord. I am giving them a responsibility now. If you discover that there is somebody, you just discovered, you will not be seeing that person in church, try to find out who that person is, the name. If you can't reach out, bring the number. We'll give follow-up. They will do. They will call. Hello, how are you? I know how many I have called on my own. It's not as if we stand there and be making noise. Praise the Lord. I know. That is how it will be our best keeper. Something happened to a man while we were in Foursquare. That man was in his own apartment sleeping. Then, in the night, he had an attack. A devilish attack. He was in bed, but he lost all his power. A lizard climbed on him and stood at the center of his chest as if it was digging hole there. And the man could not resist it. At that same point, God was calling on another brother in the middle of the night. Wake up, wake up, wake up. You know, sleep, sweet. But the guy struggled to wake up, and God told him, God just gave him the name of that brother. Pray for so person. Now, listen to me. You can't be too strong to need help in this kingdom. We shouldn't deceive ourselves. Iron sharpeneth iron. That is Bible. The man, you see, it's not about 1 hour prayer. Just mutter something. God was waiting for, you see, God understood jurisdiction. There are things God will not do until you permit him to do. He said, I will yet inquire of him to do it for us. God said, because you have asked me to do it for you, then I will do it. When that man woke up and prayed, all of a sudden strength entered into that man where he was. And he opened his eyes and saw lizard on his chest. Then energy came back. He flung the lizard and killed the lizard. Now, what of if this guy didn't wake up and that man died? He may live with that guilt till eternity. Devil has a way of tormenting people's destiny. Devil will be telling him, now you kill that man. Then how will he pray and God will hear? Sensitivity is a requirement for working with God. Now, let me tell you, don't think whatever you do here is a waste. It's not a waste. God said, when that time comes, I will put my sheep aside, my people. And those people are the people who met the condition. And this is one of the conditions too required for enjoying financial open heaven. No one here will miss out. So, be your brother's keeper. That is what he's saying. Look out for others. Don't always wait for others. You too, reach out. And I wrote here, sorry, it's my note. I said, engage the follow-up team. Reason I quickly raised that stuff. There are people, you just know that they are not in church and you don't have their contact. You can reach out. I see somebody telling me, that woman, that pregnant woman. I said, please describe the person. They were describing. I said, oh, it's true. I've not seen this person. I will call now. Praise the Lord. And there was one that I called and the next thing said, daddy, thank you. Your call came in timely. No one here will die suddenly. I pray that God will turn you to saviors in the name of the Lord. Before I forget, there is one pregnant woman in the choir too. My sweetheart, call her after service. You call her. What's the name? Kennedy, okay. They are following up. But as I spoke now, her picture too came. Let's call her because she will soon put to bed too. Hallelujah. There shall be no loss. I said there shall be no loss. The scourge of sudden calamity can be averted. via our timely reaching out. And God will help us. Praise the Lord. So we must understand or recognize that our giving is not a financial donation to help God, but a spiritual transaction that releases heavenly blessings upon our lives. We took time with this introduction so that we can know that this season, something is about to happen around our lives, and we can be rightly positioned to enjoy the privileges that heaven will make available. No one here will miss out. In the name of the Lord. You know, the theme of the month says covenant, biblical covenant empowers for wealth. So briefly this morning in 2 minutes, let's see what is a covenant. What is a covenant? Praise the Lord. Let me say this. That is why for every unit, you have your list. Praise the Lord. Every unit should have their list like you do. When your member is in church, you will know. Those that are not around, you reach out to them in a timely fashion. I believe we are doing it. But grace is available to do more. In the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. A covenant is a deal enacted by God based on well-defined terms and sealed with an oath for delivery. A covenant is a deal enacted by God based on well-defined terms and sealed with an oath for delivery. No, in Psalm 89 verse 34, God confirmed there that is a God that have respect for the covenant. He said, whatever came out, he said, my covenant will I not break. So that God has secured his own part of the covenant. He's not a covenant-breaking God. We sing a song, covenant-keeping God, praise the Lord. It's not just a song. We are affirming who God is. My covenant will I not break, nor halt at the words that has gone out of my lips. So God is not a man that plays with words, praise the Lord. Whatever he says he will do, he will be committed to doing it as long as the conditions are met. And we have been told that covenant is a deal that is enacted by God based on what? On well-defined terms. Meaning that for the covenant to be fulfilled or ratified, terms and conditions must be met. Praise the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13, we read from that scripture how God placed a seal on covenant. Hebrews 6, 13. For when God made a promise to Abraham, look at it now, because he could swear by no one greater. What did he do? He swore by himself. Because nothing, is there anything greater than God? No. So it's the apex. The apex. He swore by himself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless you. And multiplying, I will what? I will multiply you. And so, after he had patiently endured, talking about Abraham, he obtained a promise. Praise the Lord. Let's go. Save us or sealed it. Look at this now. For men indeed swear by greater. Now, if you want to tell somebody that you are serious, even though we have been admonished from scriptures that we should not be swearing, is that not so? But if you want to prove to somebody that this thing I am telling you, will you swear by your name? You say, in my name, the person will know that you are not a serious man. Praise the Lord. The person will know because he knows that you are not the greatest of all men. So he knows that it's a platform to cheat him. Say, see, in my name, Olusegun Johnson, they say, who be you? Praise the Lord. But God will give you a name. I said, God will give us names as individuals in the name of the Lord. So, Bible says, men indeed swear by greater. So if you want to prove, you can say, my father said, you can use something that is bigger than yourself. Then somebody will know that this man is serious. So they said, let's take it easy. He has sworn. He has sworn. He even used the God of iron to sworn, even though that one can't talk. Is this not deception? Praise the Lord. So man will swear by greater. And an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all dispute. Because this one is what gives an assurance. But look at God. Thus, God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise, he tried as much to show us that there is no way he can disappoint us. We being the heir of promise. the immutability of his counsel, confirmed by an oath. Next line 18. That's what? By two immutable things, two unchangeable things. What are those things? Praise the Lord. That by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. These are things that makes God not to be a liar. Is somebody getting it? He swore by what? By his name and what? His word. Can the word of God change? Can his name change? No. By two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation. That's why we must have strong assurance. So we can flee for refuge and then have hope in God. Praise the Lord. If somebody come to you and say, I swear by Angel Gabriel, he's a liar. Is somebody getting it? If somebody says, I swear to you by Holy Mary, he's a lie. Because you can't even pray in that name from scriptural perspective. I'm not berating those who are praying, but that is the Bible. In fact, in the name of Angel Uriel, where did they see it? And you say, oh, he has used Uriel to swear. They will Uriel you and you go free. Praise the Lord. See God. He gave us an assurance via his name and by his word. And his word never fails. His word will not fail in your life. His word will not fail in my life. In the name of the Lord. So we have heard over time from Papa and is still here also that God's prosperity plan is not a promise. But what? But a covenant. A covenant with terms and conditions. And until our part is played by meeting the terms and conditions, God's integrity cannot be what? Cannot be committed to perform or deliver for us. That's just we have a responsibility in that covenant. Praise the Lord. Imagine somebody say, my father has bequeathed something for me. He said in that will, in his will, he left for me, before he died, he said he left 20 billion naira, but your hand hasn't touched the will, and you refuse to walk. It's okay. Poverty, we deal with that person. We won't be a victim. Faith is not absence of responsibility. In this kingdom, in this assembly, in this church, in this commission, they don't preach laziness. In the name of faith, you will still walk. Then let God bless your hustle. My prayer is that God will bless your hustles. Whatever you lay your hand on this season will produce for you. In the name of the Lord. So God's prosperity plan is not a promise but a covenant. And until our part is played, God's integrity is not committed to perform. So that is why God will release grace upon us this season so that we can fulfill our part of this agreement. Praise the Lord. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22, we read from that scripture. Genesis 8, 20 to 22. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord and took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar. 21. And the Lord smelled what? A sweet savour. And the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of the man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything as I have done. But look at verse 22. But while the heart remains, this is where the seal is. But as long as there is heaven and heart, what happened? Seed time and harvest. So that shows no man, whoever, is qualified for harvest who has not planted the seed. Hello? You are not showing love. You expect love. It's an effort in futility. You are not a blessing. You are waiting for blessings. It won't come. As long as the heart remains, seed time and what? And harvest. Cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night shall not cease. That was where that stuff was enacted. And this is the seal. Anytime we talk about the covenant, we need to understand this platform. There's the place of seed time and there's the place of harvest. When we do our part of the agreement, then we will be able to commit God's integrity Praise the Lord. Let's see Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 to 19. Philippians, look at it now. Now, you Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. Of all the churches, only the Philippians church reach out. For even in Thessalonica, they still, when the man left their base, they still did what? They still sent aid once and how? Once and again. Now, perhaps you are here this morning. You did something not in January. You said, after all, I did in January. In February, let me go and rest. You have broken the platform for your seed to produce. There is the place of continuity and consistency. Praise the Lord. It's a work. When your cloud is full, it will bring down rain. So it is a work. You keep making contribution. You keep doing what you are doing. That is why we need grace. And grace is released this morning. Look, as I said, you did once and how? And again for my necessity. Verse 17. Not that I had a gift. I did not even beg for it. But what the gift will do for you is that what I am seeking for is the fruit that your gift will produce. That's just for every seed we sow in the kingdom, there is a fruit such seed is meant to produce. I pray we won't abort the process. Not that I, but as the fruit that bounds to your account. Now, with all humility, I want to share this. I have a relationship with one of God's servants. You know, there are some I've known for many. But this particular one, there was the day I visited him. Ordinarily, I thought he should be giving me. Are you getting me now? But one day I just visited his office and the man said, not in just here, and the man said to me, Tola, this your tie looks beautiful. Go and remove it and bring it for me. Now, if I don't have a heart of God, I say, but this pastor, you have over 1,000 in your this thing. But it's a platform for me to connect with grace. Sir, whatever you do in this kingdom, let understanding be at the root, or else you will misinterpret heaven's operation. Not knowing that he was testing me. I said, you mean this one? This Alaba tie? How you like it? It's okay. I got home. I packaged it. Thank God I see God. And he used it. He didn't say, he did not even pray. He did not even pray. You remember when Bishop Idahosa told Papa, meet me in Benin. He knew he was busy. But there was something he was meant to pass across. But he won't pass it across just anyhow. He wants him to take responsibility. So that you can know that the day you connect with this grace, there is something you do. Grace is not free. Impartation is not free. It comes via taking responsibility. When Papa got there, he asked him, he didn't give him any assignment. Huh? The only thing he had was that. So you came. You came. Kneel down here. The grace of on time I release. Is he not speaking now? Perhaps your pastor call you, you think now money he won't beg for. You are the one missing out. If you can't say the truth, we are not here. This is the pillar of truth. Anytime somebody call you, you think he's coming again. Create platform. Once and again. Even if he wants to eat, let him be eating it once and again. Pastor Rome said something. He said there was a man that has the grace of the prophetic. He said that man, but he doesn't have money. He said anytime that man is going for a ministration, he said he will make out time to look for transport money from that man, for that man. He said there was a day he said, do you know I'm going for a meeting now, but no transport. He did not laugh at him. He knew the man carried what he doesn't have. So he sowed. You see, your seed is a platform for impartation. He said he was giving. He said a year after that he has been doing, he now discovered that he was operating the grace upon that man. He said, so all these things I'm doing to this man. So this is what is rubbing on me. Now, you can't walk with God and nothing will rub on you. But it takes sacrifice. It takes paying price. And let me tell you, no price can be too much for what will change your story. Before I came here, I met with Pastor Victor. You know him. Then one day he called me into his office. He said, Pastor Tola, and I need to do something for you. He said, kneel down. And he just went and carried his tie. And said, begin to use this tie. And I knew what that thing does. But it doesn't come by loafing around. It comes via value. You can't add value in the kingdom and remain valueless. It's not possible. In our own little way, let us do. It's a life of sacrifice. You don't want to pay a price in the kingdom, then you can't enjoy the prize.
The Lord will help us. Praise the Lord. We just mentioned two things so we can shut down. Covenant channels of financial fortune. What are the platforms? What must I do? Or perhaps I've been doing what I need to do, but how am I doing it? Number one, one must be committed to serving God and the interests of his kingdom with his or God-given riches. Is somebody getting it now? With his or God-given riches. See, when it comes to serving God, you can't judge by face. There are people, they may look handsome and look beautiful, but yet they don't have the heart to serve. And there are some you may think, this one, are you sure? And they are the one committed to doing the work. It's the heart that God looks at. We can't overemphasize this. We must be committed. One must be committed to serving God and the interests of his kingdom with ease or God-given riches. Praise the Lord. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 17 to 21, we have read it. Haggai chapter 1 verse 5 to 13, we have read it. Then on last Wednesday, we read 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 3 to 9. How David brought out from his own personal belonging to make things available in the house of God. Praise the Lord. The truth is, I must celebrate God's grace upon the people in Federal Locus, because I have seen God walking through us here. But I know he's taking us somewhere. So we can't sit down and celebrate that until we get to where God is taking us. It's over and again. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap in due season if we faint not. I pray that no one here will faint in the name of the Lord. Number two, one must be committed to tightening his income to experiencing open heaven. Open heaven, holder of blessing. This one, we may not be able to discuss it today. But one must be committed to tightening his income to experiencing open heaven, holder of blessings. That we have read in Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 18. And two things stood out from that scripture. You discover that God said, prove me with this. And that is the only place in scriptures where God said that. But in case you have another place, we will know later. Prove me with this. If I will not open for you things of heaven, he's not talking about doors. If you look at the building next to us here, if you stand by the door, you discover that you won't see far. Is somebody getting it? But if you stand by the window up, I think you should be able to see about 3 houses or 4 houses away from here. There are things in scriptures that when God opens our understanding, we discover that, so this is what God is saying. When God opens the window for you, you discover that you begin to gain unusual access to insights. Praise the Lord. Because window stands for what? For insight. You begin to see far. Seeing beyond where you are now. Seeing afar off. Inspiration begin to come. Praise the Lord. So, here, this is the only thing that also made God to rebuke the devourer for you. And that is what the scripture says. A title gives God authorization to rebuke the devourer. That shows God will stand to defend what he has blessed you with. So, it's your title that creates that platform. So my prayer is that he will give us grace in the name of the Lord. So as we begin to do, heaven will begin to open.
I wrote, I said, this is the 10% that makes the remaining 90% more than enough. So when we give God his place, then no devil will be able to displace us. No one here will be displaced this season in the name of the Lord. So also lastly, we must be committed to serving God with our worship offering in every services too. We must not come before God empty. Let's see Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16 to 17. Deuteronomy 16, 16 to 17. 3 times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the feast of unleavened bread, at the feast of weeks, and at the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord. How? Empty handed. They shall not appear before God empty. Look at verse 17. Every man shall give as he is what? Able. Nobody is forcing anybody. Just be sincere with your God. Every man shall give as he is able, according to what? To the blessing of the Lord, your God, which he has given you. But if you are not giving God, you are telling God, God, oh, you know I didn't come with anything today because you have not given me anything. Even life, you know, give me. Praise the Lord. And I came to church naked. It's a choice. But may I know, this season, God will distinguish you in the name of the Lord. What are the blessings or the fringe benefits of the covenant practice that we are meant to enjoy? Number one, curses will be averted. Every curse ravaging anyone's destiny here shall be swallowed up. We saw in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22, how by reason of the sacrifice Noah offered to heaven that propelled God to put an end to that curse. So today also, I pray that your seed, your offerings, will put an end to every manifestation of curses around your life in the name of the Lord. Malachi chapter 3, verse 6 to 9, 10 to 18 also buttress this. Then number two, it guarantees divine protection. It guarantees divine protection. Psalm 20, verse 1 to 3. We read it on Wednesday. The Lord hear thee. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. Do we have people in the house? May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all of your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifice. Rise on your feet. Let's see what Job 22:25 says. Yes, Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. He will even preserve them. When God is the one taking care of your finances, who is the devil to enter? They shall be swallowed up. Lift up your voice to heaven and begin to appreciate him this morning. God, celebrate him, give him for the privilege, thank him for his word. If at all you have received any blessing this morning, bless the name of the Lord. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Father, we give you praise. To you alone be glory. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. So let's see verse 21 and 22 of this Job 22. Now, we have said all of these that God can do. He is even ready to bring us out of that horrible pit. He is ready to reposition you and I. But the requirement is that you and I must acquaint ourselves with him. We must be at peace with him. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are not at peace with God. God instead sees you as an enemy. God sees such person as a wicked being. Praise the Lord. You must acquaint yourself with him and be at peace with God. And one way to be at peace with him is to return to him and give your life to him. Perhaps you are here this morning, you have strayed away from your God. God is saying, come back home. We read the story of that prodigal son who haven't left his family, his father, and went into a far country. But the moment things began to go bad, or when actually went bad, he thought it wise to return, and he returned. Bible made us understand that
The moment his father sighted him from afar, his arms were opened to welcome him back. God is welcoming back somebody here this morning. You have gone far and you have returned. But this morning you want to say, and for some people you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have returned to him. You want to be at peace with him. You are in the house this morning. Can I have your answer? We pray with you. A new you will emerge from here. And this is what will qualify you to begin to enjoy the liftings and the blessings God have in store for us this season. Can we, I want us to bow our head as we close our eyes. For every other person, begin to receive grace afresh. To live a life that will be pleasing. Receive grace for a given lifestyle. Receive grace this morning. But you are here, you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Just lift up your hand. You want to return to him today. You have gone far. You have missed it. You are saying, Lord, I have come back. Please accept me. God is here to accept you. Do we have such in the house? Lift up your hand to heaven. We pray with you. Please be yourself. You are raising your hand. Can I see you? Raise it up. Raise it up. Raise it up. Jesus, a big hand. Raise that hand up. Come forward as we pray with you. We are clapping for Jesus. Even if it is a soul, if it is a soul that come to him, there is joy in heaven. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Quickly, church, let us be praying, be committing yourself to God as we pray this once. Lord Jesus, today, to accept you afresh as my Lord. I know I'm a sinner, and the price for my sins you have paid. Lord, please forgive me. Today, cleanse me. Renew right spirit within me. Welcome me afresh into the beloved, and put a seal upon my life. Help me to live for you and serve you in eternity. Amen. Father, in the name of the Lord, we bless your name for these ones you brought this morning. We ask today that you put your seal upon their lives. They will not go back. You will plant them in this vineyard. You will establish their destinies. You will give them a new heart. You will reorder their steps. In the name of the Lord, beginning from now, they will you till eternity. In Jesus' name. Church, give Jesus a big hand.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ, and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.